ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for! It's time for the global sensation, the one, the only, the undisputed heavyweight podcast in the world, the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.
Hello, wherever you are in the world today, welcome to week 3 of 2021. I hope your January is going well. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week. Facebook and the Signature Development Group have submitted plans for the Menlo Park project, which is the new Willow Village development, according to a statement from the developer. The development proposes to have 59-acre campus of single-storey offices in industrial spaces located in Willow Road and Dumbarton Rail Line in the new neighbourhood. The development will replace the Willow Road office park and will contain a significant amount of mass timber construction. The plan to use mass timber construction as a technique as opposed to more traditional methods involving, say, concrete and steel, including the fact that it intends to reduce the amount of embodied carbon emissions by about 52% compared to more traditional, or 27,800 megatons of carbon dioxide. Making the building all electric using recycled water and adding solar power to the roof, a recent development statement said. And in news from the UK, Red Construction has been appointed by Barnet Council and developer Argent Related to build the temporary visitor pavilion at Brent Cross. The three-storey 8,000 square foot centre will be the first building at the £5 billion Brent Crossing Town Regeneration Project. The contractor said Moxon Architect Design Building is a fantastic option using cross-laminated timber as a superstructure with timber-clad facade. The Farrington-based contractor started work on the scheme at the end of last month. The project team, including structural engineer Expedition and MEP engineer Loop Engineering, to complete the first part of the pavilion later on in 2021. Heading back now to Central Europe, the German Parliament will be getting a new office building made of prefabricated wooden modules to partially cover the urgent need for space. Around 400 offices will be built on 7 floors by the end of 2021. General contractors Kaufmann Ball System and Primus Developments are the awarded contractors for the project. According to the Federal Office, the building and the regional planning, the BBR, the new building will be based on plans by Söderbach Hutton Architecture Office, which was put together only recently and has come out of Linnesbrook West in Berlin. The building materials, mainly solid wood in the office areas and reinforced concrete on the ground floor, should remain visible on the finished building. And North America's first mass timber hotel opens in Austin, Texas. Acclaimed Texan architecture firm Lake Flatto has teamed up with the hospitality company Bunkhouse to create Hotel Magdalena, an 89-room establishment that is also the first mass timber hotel constructed in North America. Located on Music Lane in Austin's popular South Congress neighborhood, Hotel Magdalena takes cues from its surroundings with its landscaping that evokes Barton Springs, as well as the program that celebrates the area's history and live music. Large windows open up to patio terraces and balconies, connecting the hotel with views to downtown while allowing natural light and ventilation to flow through the building. That will be a fantastic place to stay. If ever you get to travel to Austin, Texas after the COVID lockdown, please, if anyone does get there, do drop me a line and let me know. MassTimberPodcast@gmail.com. MassTimberPodcast@gmail.com. recently united Timber Trade Federation with TRADA back in October 2020 under the signing of an MOU, have recently put out onto social media platforms the question, how can we encourage the major house builders in the UK to switch to building with timber rather than brick and block? The initiative, which is encouraged through the Centre of Natural Material Innovation, provides a towards carbon-free construction, cultivating and manufacturing our homes report. The report is now available through the Timber Trade Federation website. I encourage you to go and have a look. If it has interest to you, congratulations to both TRADA and the Timber Trade Federation for joining forces, staying united and fighting for the cause. And congratulations to the team down at Struck the Lamb. They're getting their trifecta of mass timber CNC machines installed in Conway, Arkansas. They're currently installing a Hundegger PBA and a K2, and shortly will receive their UFA, which makes more efficient CNC machining of billets as they go through the CNC processing. The K2 will be set up to handle the glue lamb parts and some really, really big chunks of wood, according to Andre Morf's post on LinkedIn. Congratulations to the team. I hope you have a successful installation, and I know that you're in good hands with the team from Hundegger. Congratulations, and we look forward to your progress over time. Kalashnikov, the 1939 founded organization, who didn't take getting into mass timber as a light task in any way, shape or form, doing a significant due diligence on their equipment, suppliers and technology integration across the globe, has finally had their 110,000 square foot building to house both the glue lamb and cross-laminated timber production lines near completion. And it's fantastic to see this project get up after much publicity and press. It's interesting to see that the presses have now been tested and looks like they're moving into full swing production at some point in the near future. Congratulations to the entire team, and we look forward to seeing which projects come out of your mill and production plant very, very shortly. The International Mass Timber Construction Conference, which is in full swing virtually this year in late March, early April, is securing all of its speakers at the moment. I've been very, very fortunate to be invited to come along and be a part of a panel looking at import and export of global mass timber movements. Registrations are open now, and I believe in a couple of weeks' time we'll actually have someone from the Mass Timber Construction Conference online to tell us a little bit about what's going on this year in the main event. So look out for that one, and please, I do encourage you to register. It'll be great to have you along to listen to us talk about the mass timber sector. Don't forget, last week we launched the Mass Timber Construction Podcast Grapevine. If you've got any news or gossip or industry announcements you wish to make, please send them through masstimberconstructionpodcast@gmail.com, masstimberconstructionpodcast@gmail.com, and we will get your message to air. And every now and then I like to do a bit of a shout out to people that interact with us on social media. This one goes out to Christopher Flannery. He's at Swan and McLaren. He says, come on everyone, I can't just be the second person to thumbs up on this post. The move towards more sustainable construction from investors, groups and operators must be the way forward. Thanks very much, Christopher. We really appreciate you supporting the posts on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Thanks very much for your comment. Very, very wise words. And we believe it's the way of the future as well. If If you've been following the podcast, please do subscribe through any of your favorite podcasting syndication programs, now syndicated through Google, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple being the main ones. We are on the smaller ones. It is taking a little longer for us to get syndicated, but I do implore you to please persist and make sure you get a subscription and follow the podcast so you never miss out on any news happening around the globe. We had a special guest on during this week, Mark Willey, fantastic and most passionate proponent of timber and passive house, bringing those two concepts together. We've got a smaller segment coming up from him with his work at T-Stud in the near future. We've also got Renz Hayes from H&O Engineering. He will be talking about a project in Boston, Massachusetts, and we'll look forward to speaking to him in a couple of weeks' time. If you know of anyone that has anything of interest that is to do with mass timber construction, or yourself, you might think you have something that our audience might be interested in, we are still doing a casting call. We do produce many shows during the year, and we would love to have you on if you've got something interesting and novel to talk about. We are also looking for sponsors. Thanks to Rodrigo and the Revenue Generating Committee, we are still looking for sponsors. They are doing a fantastic job, but it's just simply not enough. The costs just mount up and we need to get someone on board. So we look forward to having conversations with people that want to have a global reach for their audience. And we will give you a foundation partner's prospectus and some spot rate advertising that's also located in that brochure. So please send me an email, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic week. I look forward to speaking to you soon.